Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America party. Can you just see God clapping his hands in heaven? Yeah, he don't want no moment of silence. Moment of silence is a communist muzzle. He loves to hear his name. He loves to hear hallelujah. He loves to hear praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. Our topic this afternoon is it has to be Trump. No one else will do the job. No one else will do the job. It has to be Trump or we're all going to the dump. You see what's going on in the Middle East? You haven't seen the horrors of it. It's being hidden from you because you can't handle it. I've seen pictures that would make a combat vet, hardcore combat vet, throw up. Congress has a 6% approval rating. And these losers walk around like nobody knows it. We can't survive with more of the SOS, the same old stuff. One term per termite should be standard operating procedure, SOP. There is no one of any value that should be allowed more than one term. Anyone who voted for Obama cost the country 8 years of progress, destroyed the Middle East, helped Iran get the bomb, and allowed Putin to recover lost satellite countries. Russia is now the go-to country for Mideast governments. If Obama was our enemy, he has accomplished more victories against the USA than any enemy could have. He controls both parties, who just gave him everything he wanted. Well, our hands were tied. You listen to the old Republican whine, and you can't even drink it. Well, our hands were tied, you know. Even though we were majority, we were outnumbered. Yeah, they're terrible, man. They are. They're the no-can-do party. No-can-do. Say, how about you stop funding Democrat chop shops? They're selling baby parts up there. You know, blue eyes cost more than brown eyes. Oh, our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do. We have to give in. We'll never defeat them. What? We gave you the majority in the House and the Senate. It doesn't matter. We're so weak, it's ridiculous. It's a sickening situation, man. So if Obama was our enemy, he has accomplished more victories against the USA than any enemy could have. He controls both parties. Yeah. I used to call the Republicans the Repuppies. They're so playful. Yeah. So both parties gave him everything he wanted. The top doers in the Repuppy Party, Ryan, the Ayatollah Ryan, this guy, I think he's converting to Islam, Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, and Jim Jordan. I said, man, these guys are tremendous. They're going to get to the bottom of everything. They got to the bottom of nothing. They don't know the bottom except to hide there. It's unbelievable, man. Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, and Jim Jordan. They all look good on TV, but nothing ever happens. Yes, I'm going after Hillary. I'm going to go after her hook and tong. I forget what the saying is. I know tong is one of them. But, yes, I'm going to flush her out. What? She can't make it. She can't make the meeting for 2 years? Oh, okay. Yeah. She got a migraine, and we have to wait 2 years. Yep. Match McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Whip, should be whipped. He should be horse whipped, buggy whipped, and then mule skinned. Yeah. Match McConnell voted with 40 Democrat senators to allow our flag to be desecrated. That's why I call him Match McConnell. Because he's like an eel with a book of matches, and he voted to burn our flag. And guess what the communists called it? They called it freedom of speech. You see what they're doing to our country? Take down those Ten Commandments. Don't let anybody ever see them. If America finds out it has a conscience, they'll stop killing all those 4,700 babies that are going to die today. Yes. 3,000 planned slaughter horde kills 3,000 a day. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. You don't think some of those girls got talked into killing their children, do you? Huh? Do you think it's a one-sided sales pitch? Oh, it's nothing. It's just like the removing a little tissue. Who said that? That little man over there that has no ovaries. Maybe he does have ovaries. Hang in there. I have to blow my nose. Okay, so where are we here? I say any senator, male senator, that passes abortion legislation, like Chuck Schumer, who said it's the law. When I heard Chuck Schumer say it's settled law, I pictured a Gestapo uniform and dirty little Heinrich Himmler posing as Chuck Schumer. That's a settled law. That's what it is. Since it feels sense. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We are misled. We have no leaders. We only have misleaders. We're in trouble. Yeah, so when they burned the flag, they called it freedom of speech. But just break the moment of silence rule and shout hallelujah and see what happens. You'll be banned from the Air Force Academy. That vote, by the way, was 40 days before 9-1-1 when they voted to burn the flag. 40 days before 9-1-1. They were having a grand old time. They were out there screwing the American people. They were top guns at the job at screwing the American people. 40 days later. Joe Liverwish and Al Bin Gore, who sold his company, his little fledgling TV company, to the government of Qatar for $500 million. Well, he don't have to work anymore, but he still wants to make another $500 million on global warming. Yeah, wonderful, huh? These guys, they not only betray their country, they sell the companies, American companies, to the jihadists. Yeah, unbelievable. And Qatar is a big friend of Iran. When everybody was blockading Iran, Qatar was making deals. They're in tight with the Iranians. And now, I mean, Obama beat everybody for deal making with the Iranians. He sent Johnny Bighead over there to give everything away. What is it? How many hostages you want? You want five? What about our four? F me? Okay, we'll do the deal anyway. You want five? Which five do you want? You want three province chiefs, two governors, one CIA, Iranian CIA chief, and one bomb expert, instructor. You know all the IEDs that blow the legs off of American soldiers, boys and girls, and I got a beautiful girl up on my my video site tonight, and she's running along the beach. She's beautiful, streamlined, zoptic. She's in a bikini, and the wind is blowing in her hair, beautiful blonde hair, and her feet are missing because she served her country, and she's running on banana shoes. You know those curved prosthetics? Sad. Sad that we sacrificed the best. Every time I see that Vietnam wall, I want to shoot somebody. I really do. 50,000 guys on a Vietnam wall while Democrats debated. They should have been. I say, if you really want to win a war, move the Pentagon to the war zone and move the House and the Senate to the war zone. You'll see an end to war so quick. And you want to know, if you're against war, you're anti-war, vote $1 million combat zone death benefit for the GIs. And I guarantee you, before Hillary Clinton says, we're going to go to Libya and we're going to kill Gaddafi, and somebody says, Hillary, you're going to have to pay $1 million for every GI you lose, the deal is off. It's different if we can kill him for nothing, but I'm not paying $1 million to kill a GI. Yeah, oh, you're going to get yours, lady. You're going to get yours, and so is your party of death. Yeah, oh, God's waiting on every one of you. And they got Nuremberg trials up in heaven. And guess what? There's no lawyers. So let me see where we are here. Yeah, that vote to burn the flag was 40 days before 9/11. And the first thing, the Clintons, who had two clean shots at bin Laden and didn't take them, and I say they didn't take them allegedly for money. I think they got paid off. Would you like to come to Saudi Arabia and give a speech for $500,000 present? Oh, yeah. Yes. Would you like to go down and see King Abdullah in a Texas hotel? Right after George Bush goes to bed, ex-President Clinton. When I learned about that meeting, all right, I said, Bill Clinton has converted, not to Islam, but reals to dollars. Yeah. We've been sold out, folks, and every politician you send back to do it again, you're signing your own death warrant. And you're going to be death by 1,000 taxes. That's the one that they're going to get you on. Everything, so, and as soon as something new comes on the horizon, hey, this guy's got a walking clothespin. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. He's got to get a license for that walking clothespin. And he's got to pay a tax. Oh, guess what? We're going to legalize weed. Everybody's going to be able to smoke recreational pot. And they're going to go to recreational rehab. And we're going to pay the recreational tax. It's coming out of your paycheck. If you ever seen what comes out of your paycheck, you would be down in Washington with a gun. So what kind of ads do they run? They hook these kids. They hook them. They're all hooked. You have no idea how bad the drug problem is in the country. It's the biggest secret that's covered up. Every family has a junkie in their closet. That's not true. Why, my little Charles wouldn't do that. Where is he? Well, he's 26. He hasn't come out of the basement yet. He's going to have a coming out party. Yeah. You're killing me, man. You're killing me with this crap, this propaganda crap. Yeah. So you turn on the TV and they got an ad. And they got a beautiful girl in a black dress, and she's outside a dining room, and the family's sitting in a beautiful dining room, and she's dressed to the nines, and her black hair is a little disheveled, it's like wild, and she's leaning, she's slumped down on the floor, and they say, we can help her. She's an addict. She has a dependency problem. We're going to bring her out to California, and we're going to feed her caviar, and we're going to give her massages. That ain't going to be you, man. You're going to be standing in a room bitching about an egg sandwich and waiting for your methadone shot, your cup of methadone that you can trade up for heroin. Yeah, that ain't going to be you, the California queen. No way. I just saw a Puerto Rican girl have her legs amputated because she was a heroin addict. And she had more holes in her legs than a Dutch dyke. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. They say one out of six Puerto Ricans is a heroin addict. And Obama just did the biggest drug deal in the history of the world. He's opened up the drug route from Cuba into the United States. Donald, you better get that wall up quick. And everybody has a drug skeleton in the closet. And let me tell you something. Before drugs, there were no gates. Before drugs, there were no burglar alarms. I grew up in a neighborhood which is now the drug capital of the world. And when I grew up in that neighborhood, there was only one burglar alarm in a 20-block radius, and it was on a bank, and it never went off. One. And all there were on the windows were glass, no gates. Drugs has done all of that. And I like trying to get rid of the guns. You want to buy a gun? What do you want? You want a grease gun? You want a machine pistol? You want an AK-47? Go to the guy you buy your weed from. He'll hook you up. And you don't have to fill out any paperwork. It's really sad. So, today's elected officials have a guild. If you're not a member, you can't join. As Trump skyrockets, the big rhino argument is he has no political experience. You mean he can't fly over flooded areas and take bribes from foreign governments? If you want to know how politics works in the USA, ask the princes of Arabia. They probably have a chart of every politician in the USA and a price. Obama likes to bail out failing communist countries and terrorist nations with American tax money that he did not earn. He has done the biggest nuke deal and signed Israel's death warrant. You don't think these Ayatollahs aren't going to put one into Israel? They don't care about the Palestinians. They can make new Palestinians. Israel has to go. Obama has done the biggest nuke deal in the world and signed Israel's death warrant. He has done the biggest drug deal. Wait till you get a load of the Cuban gold that'll be coming in. If you like the cigars, wait till you get the weed. So, having said that, I'm going to play, for all you taxpayers out there, Old Man River. River that Okay, we're back. Here we go. Obama is financing Iran's nuclear program. Remember when the misleaders told us Iran was days away from getting about 2-3 years ago? They left out after Obama gets elected. Our intelligence is a failure. Do you want to see the face? Get a look at Congress Mouse Peter King. He gets his intel from Marvel Comics. The only enemy he ever discovered was Ted Cruz. All these misleaders have pre-written speeches prepared for failure. Two Muslims shot up a Christmas party? Give me my shocked and appalled speech, number 27. All governments are corrupt. It's up to the people to keep them honest. You look at those African countries, those poor people run around being gunned down. They have no guns to protect themselves. When you have a government that doesn't want you to have guns, that government intends to kill you. The best way is not to make their seat too comfortable. One term per termite. $1 maximum champagne contribution. Whether you are Prince Waleed or Joe the Plumber, what are foreign governments doing buying American politicians? I know certain countries have prices for work slaves. In GCC countries, they have a chart for how much a nationality can make. So much they pay for an Indian, a Filipino, a Sri Lankan, a Brit, an American, etc. Then comes the senators, congressmen, and presidents. America is on a losing streak, and there's only one remedy. It has to be Trump. I don't know if you noticed, but his intel is pretty good. He knows the competition better than you think. A New York boy drawing big numbers in the South has to be good.
Now a story is coming out about a farm family he saved in Georgia years ago. Don't forget that big flag he was ordered to take down in Florida. What did he do? We put up a bigger one. And the community said, we're going to fine you. He said, go ahead. I'll see you in court. Look at the Democrat side. Stalin had more opponents slated not to win. I'm comparing Stalin's voting record to Hillary's. Stalin said, it's not the people who vote that counts. It's who counts the votes. Yeah. Watch out that that don't happen to us, comrade. Stalin had more opponents slated not to win than Hillary does. Not one racial group is questioning why the all-inclusive party, that great mosaic, has no rainbow. If this was a chicken banquet, it would be all white meat. Yet not one race card player is peeping. Last DNC convention, the Democrats kicked God off the party platform. Yeah, and take those Ten Commandments with you. Now they won't let people of color on the stage. Yet the party that gets labeled racist has as candidates one great African-American surgeon who everybody loves, two Latinos, one Greek, one Italian lady. The communists said Trump won't get the Latino vote or the black vote. Yet Latino ladies are saying Hillary Clinton is no abuela. African-American ladies are opening websites supporting him, and he has not yet begun to fight. If he says you can only come in legally, that is it, done and over. If he says Mexico will pay for the wall, that is it, done and over. If he says we are going to have the strongest military in the world, that means goodbye Obama czars and military PC commissars. Maybe a pardon for the Fort Leavenworth 10 who were tried and convicted for honoring the oath to defend the USA that they took. Pfizer is taking their billions to Ireland to save 12%. The communists say that's unpatriotic. How about stop giving them incentives to leave the country? The sad part about what the fifth column is doing is that you and I have nowhere to go. If we fall, who's going to take us in? If we won't stand up against the Islamo-Kamo party, then at least put a gunslinger in power to save the land. It has to be Trump. And the only good news that we've had for quite a while is gas prices went down. And all the government can do is talk about raising the tax on the gas. Fine you more and take more of what you have. Tax junkies have no limit to their appetite. Trump promises jobs, less taxes, and more money in your pocket. No community organizer has ever created a job. One of the biggest nightmares Americans are living are the loss of their children to drugs and abortion. The government makes money on both and even sponsors addiction and child murder. No taxpayer should allow their money to go to rehab and Democrat chop shops that sell baby eyes. The same people who demand the Ten Commandments be removed from federal buildings under the pretext of separation of church and snake want the national conscience destroyed. The same people who want the Confederate flag removed also want the American flag removed and the cross. When Muslims force a reporter to say, I am a Jew and my mother is a Jew, and videotape the cutting of his throat, you know we are up against evil in its ugliest form. When Muslims rape women and slit their throats in a manner so that the blood can be captured in a pan, you know we're up against an evil religion. The word radical is not in the Quran. Don't trust the media unless it's OANN. When less than 1% of the nation defends the 99% of the nation that refuses to face reality, you know one day the draft will come back quickly with no exceptions on the express check-in line. Our best chance is Trump. He will put the best people in key positions and drain the venom that has poisoned our government. No government agency, PA, the IRS, the DOJ, the BLM, etc., should become the tool of any political party to be used to punish their enemies. It is time to teach Americans American history. It is time for Americans to speak English instead of Obama phone. We should be giving out Rosetta Stone. Do you know in 5 weeks you can speak English fluently? It is time to remove boxes from all applications. The only box should be Check American. Most important is to raise America's pride, God and country forever. Let that oil pump, our enemies stump, and Democrats dump, just vote for Trump. Viva el Trumpo, vaya con te fiesta, the spirit of America, a party. Bartender, champagne. Let's see what we're going to play. I'll do a little Latino. Ooh, that's a long one. That's 10 minutes. You couldn't take it. Let's see what we got here. This is how the story goes. There was a cruiser caught inside Pearl Harbor, and I believe it was called the New Orleans. And as the Japs heroes came over, bombing everything in sight, these guys on this cruiser, one of the turret guns was damaged so that the large rounds of ammunition that they used to send up on an elevator had to be hand-carried up from down below in the magazine all the way up into the turret so that they could fire shells. And as a result of that action, they wrote the song called Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition.
And pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Got a headline on AOL. Researcher: database of 191 million U.S. voters exposed on the internet. Now, if they can do that,
it's very healthy to be scared. You should do things that scare you on a regular basis.
And they're doing an ad. I hate AOL. But just think about that. If they can do that, what's to stop them from changing your vote? We're in a indefensible position with hackers, and the hackers are winning, from what I see. How about you? You feel the same way? Going to do a little Pancho Sanchez for you.
Thank you.
We're back. We're back. In Illinois, they're introducing legislation to seize guns. And there's an article about it and how it's and what approach they're using. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. So when they come to, with legislation, they've got an alternate attack plan also. Now, the article goes on to say, this goes back to the Revolutionary War days and blah, 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 blah. But they never mention who introduced the legislation. But the first blogger responding to the article, this is what he says. And the three sponsors of the bill are Representative Emmanuel Welch, Democrat, Representative Pamela Reeves Harris. Never trust a woman with two last names. Democrat. And Representative Jamie Andrade, a Democrat. And all traitors of our Constitution. Thanks, Illinois, for electing the turncoats. If they're Democrats, they're turncoats. I believe the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. And I know there are innocent people in there that are just lifelong Democrats handed down. The party loyalty has been handed down from generation to generation. But I got to tell you, if you could dig up your great-grandfather and ask him what he thinks, he'd say, shoot them all. Conservative, not Republican, says, thank you for providing their names and doing the job that the writer of the article should have done. And Mr. Gadget says, might as well call them Stalin, Hitler, and Mao. And Baron Matrix says, oh, shut up. Has everyone who has ever used their gun for defense of anything to post here? If the numbers are as low as the FBI says, they aren't needed as much as Cat Lady Crazy say. I don't get that one. I don't get that one. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. That's a fact. You don't believe me, ask Hitler, ask Stalin. The only way you can get a gun in Russia is you had to go to the front. And Hitler, when they took the guns away from all the Germans, he says, what do you need a gun for? You got the SS to protect you and also knock on your door early in the morning and take you away. So commies laugh at you and would ask open carry people if they really have small penises. Oh, that's Baron Matrix again. Baron is sick. He's a sick person. Fortunately, I don't live around savages who see boogeymen around every corner. And Fred says, oh, you haven't been to a mall recently. If you've been to a mall recently, you've been around savages. And Baron says, really, 85% are white. Oh, yeah, you can see Baron is a saboteur. And City of Champions, lots of laughs. Your comment proved that you're a childless, immature child. Nothing more, clown. And one ticked-off American says, who are the savages? And Nuke to Them says, and why do you think that is? Do you honestly think those numbers won't skyrocket if full gun confiscation after they introduce a national gun registry is ever attempted? You never had to live in a country that practiced gun control. In a word, you don't know Shiite because you've never been there. That is true. I have a friend that's in Brazil, and they are four to 6 hours by bumpy car ride from São Paulo. And they have a little town, a little village. And I hope they don't have dengue fever there because it's breaking out in Brazil. But I asked this person, I said, she was talking about crime and robberies. And I said, well, you have police, right? She says, no. they only come around once a week. They send a guy on a bicycle. Okay. I says, well, you got guns there, don't you? He says, no. The only people that can have guns are the government and drug lords. The only people that can have guns are the government and drug lords. That is sad. So, I said, Fred says, I said to you, do you have a gun-free home sign? Yeah, which reminds me of a joke. A burglar is casing a neighborhood. I've heard some stories about guns that are very, very complimentary to young ladies with guns. I'll give you one quick one and then I'll go to the joke. This girl is 11 years old. Her father says goodbye to her. She's at home and he goes to work. 10 minutes after he's gone, two illegal immigrants break in the door and come charging up the stairs. She kills one and wounds the other. It turns out she's a skeet shooting champ, and she happens to have her shotgun handy. The guy was halfway up the stairs, so she killed him. She shot him in the stomach. The other guy turned to get out the door. He was at the doorway. She got him in the back. I think he lived. When they searched the guy that was halfway up the stairs, they found a pistol in his pocket. They traced the pistol back to a guy who had been stabbed to death in his home and robbed, and it was his pistol that they stole. What do you think they would have done to that girl? God bless you, honey. You did the right thing. So, back to the story. So this burglar was casing a neighborhood. And he sees a family packing up to go on vacation. So he waits his time. They take off. He waits 10 minutes and he goes around back. And he has a neat way of getting in. He gets in real quick. And to play it cool, make sure that there's nobody left behind, he shouts out, is there anybody home? And a voice responds back, I see you, and Jesus sees you. So the guy goes, what? I see you, and Jesus sees you. So he shines a light in the direction of the voice, and it's a parrot in a cage. He starts laughing. He turns on the light, and there's a big Doberman with a silver chain around his neck and a cross. And the parrot says, attack, Jesus! Yeah, not bad, huh? One ticked off American says, criminals don't follow laws. The Bloods, Crips, Black Gangster, DS, Latin Kings, MS-13 don't follow laws. Those are the problems. Let's ban alcohol in cars while we're at it. Yeah. It is said, we're becoming a junkie nation and a nation of cowards. And a helpless nation, a nation that can't get out of its own way. We're going to be soon known as the useless of A. I'll give you precious memories. You can think of the people that saved this country, put their lives on the line, took little money.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul.
Precious Father,
I'm going to read this blog from a lady named Joanne, and she's referring to Trey Gowdy to endorse Mark Rubio for president. And this is what she says. American first. What amazes me is those who have bought into the Republican establishment and have no conscience about it. I thought Trey Gowdy had principles. He obviously is bought and sold. You know what I worry about? I worry about Trey Gowdy. Somebody has something on him that he does not want to be revealed, and therefore they have muzzled him. That's what's in the deep recess of my mind. And he is also not performing. The Benghazi hearings are probably all a scam for our benefit. Yeah, it's like giving a sweet candy to a child. It is not what politicians say. It is what they do. Trey, you talk too much. And then when you have the opportunity to represent America, you chose the guy who has done nothing, as in nada, ever, except to miss most of the Senate votes. He wasn't even there for the one that gave Obama all the money. I was surprised at that. Everybody beelined it back to Washington to vote. Two people didn't vote. Rubio and I forget the other guy. But it was another useless person. Rubio was liked by the younger generation. You know, the rock star generation. You know, he's more like a rock star. But you want to know something? He's not the answer. He's not the answer. You know why he's not the answer? Because he owes too many favors already. Can't get anywhere without the help of Rion's Priebus. He can't get anywhere. It's like Democrats under Nancy Pelosi. They can't get anywhere unless they cooperate. So you chose a guy who has done nothing except to miss most of the Senate votes and the most important vote in 2015 for the 2016 budget. Rubio is like Obama, done nothing and represents flooding America with immigrants for the benefit of corporate moguls who want world union with low wages and huge profits. When I grew up, the generation that was holding jobs when I came into the workforce was the World War II generation. And they already had, I came in the 50s, 57, 59, in the 60s. Let's say I came in 1960. These guys already had 15 years of World War II under their belt. And they were team players. They were all team players. And they would help a younger guy up. Hey, here's Tom, you know, Tom's got some nice stuff. Why don't you go over? You know, they finished taking the order from their regular customer, and then they would try and help out Tom. You don't see that today. You don't see any loyalty today. There's none of it. And now corporations are international. They're international. They have loyalty to nobody. So, what are we going to do about it? We need Donald Trump. Trump's going to bring jobs back. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. It's going to be as easy as blowing his nose. That's what it's going to take. He says Mexico's going to pay for the wall. They're going to pay for the wall. He just got to put a duty on everything that comes in from Mexico that wall's paid for. It's going to be sad to see when the drugs got a duty on them. You know already that the weed is on the commodities exchange. It's going to be more important than oil. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Ever since they hid the Ten Commandments, nobody knows right from wrong. So, it's not what the politicians say. It's what they do. Rubio is like Obama. Low wages equal huge profits. We are reverting back to the days of the Rockefellers and the Astors, where there was mega wealth and then the poor. Our middle class is disappearing, and we're the ones that are picking up the tab. We are taxed to support immigrants who rely on our welfare system and our taxes. Government is in charge of everything, and those who control the government control the money. Remember this and never forget it.
The smaller the government, the safer the people. Say it. The smaller the government, the safer the people. So Rubio represents that ticket. He has no choice, Rubio. He's too young. He's too naive. He's not strong enough. He's going to be weaned on the rhino breast. The key to his election is immigration, just as it was the election that got Rubio elected. He is an opportunist and a power-hungry little user. He would sell his integrity for the chance of being president. He has no scruples, and he will do as is told. I truly hate the little weasel. Well, I don't go that far. You know what I mean? I have a little Christian charity left. If Al-Qaeda doesn't cut my head off. So, I just wanted to give you that heads up. And I played for you earlier, Old Man River. And it's a moan song. You know, woe is me. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plant them are soon forgotten. But Old Man River just keeps on rolling along. The people that are trying to destroy America are communists. And if they're not communists, they're using communist tactics. And divide and conquer is a big one. And stunt making is a big one. Like the mayor that they're asking to resign, the pride of the Democrat Party, Rahm Emanuel. Oh, come, Emanuel. Yeah. He created ghetto warfare. And now a grandmother and a kid was shot. And, of course, it's the cops' fault. And we'll never get the real story. I like when they get an axe murderer and they want to portray him as a sweet thing. And they put him in his cap and gown. He just whacked 20 people to death. And they show him in his cap and gown. That cracks me up, man. Imagine Hitler. They show Hitler in a cap and a gown. Okay. So when this guy sings about his aches and pains, he's a slave in the South. There's something you should know. The Southerners have been portrayed as all racist and sodomites and sister huggers. And they've been portrayed as dumb, evil, and ignorant. But that's not the South. That's Hollywood's version of it. And Hollywood is teaching history through the media. And they're doing a great job for the Soviet Union. If you look at the Civil War, and my numbers may be wrong, but I think we lost 600,000 Americans during the Civil War. We probably had 4 million under arms. And I think the South was outnumbered 4-1. So they might have had 1 million under arms. And they fought valiantly. And they fought for what they believed in. And they fought for their neighbor. And they fought for their cousins. And they fought for their state. And they believed in states' rights. Only 6% of Confederates owned slaves. And 3% of the 6% owned the majority of slaves. And if you see pictures of those rebels in camp, you'll see many of them didn't even have shoes. We used to tease them when I was in the service that the only reason they joined the army was to get free shoes. But they are pride of the South, and they had to strike their colors, but now they have new colors, the red, white, and blue, and they serve it loyally, fanatically. And the war only lasted 4 years. And I just don't like to see them being ridiculed. And that's why they hate Yankees, because they know what the Yankees are saying and doing to them. Every Hollywood movie shows them as jerks. But all the Hollywood geniuses that write that crap, they're all sickos. they hang themselves off the doors. Those people, those sick Hollywoodians. Yeah, so a little tribute to the South. That's their heritage. That's their grandpappy, their great-grandpappy. And they pay the price. And nobody should be allowed to take their battle flag down. And whoever does is a traitor to the entire country. Because it's not the rebel flag they want to take down. That's a prelude. The one they want to take down is the Stars and Stripes. Obama has already told you he doesn't like the American flag. And he doesn't like the Star Spangled Banner. He wants something more peaceful, like I'd like to buy the world some Coke. Yeah. So show a little respect to our brothers in arms. Because you may be down there hiding out one day. And you might be, your circumstances might have changed. You know, you had to evacuate the big city because of nuclear global warming. So treat them right, and they'll treat you right. And we'll do a tune, and we're finished. Let's see if I can find something good. We'll close with Rocky Top. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.